A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, which at first glance, this passage, seems to be divided into two separate parts. The first one being about who will and who won't enter the kingdom of heaven, and the second being that very familiar parable about building a house on rock or on sand. But really, of course, it's not in two separate parts. It's all one, because the rock is a metaphor for doing God's will, which is what gets you into the kingdom of heaven, and the sand is a metaphor for basing your faith on power rather than on faith. Well, I grew up on the west coast of Scotland, and in summer, on the long, gorgeous sandy beach in my hometown, there used to be a Salvation Army mission, and they used songs a lot. Simple songs with words and music that were easy to memorize, because that would catch people's attention and would stick in the mind. And one of the songs that I especially remember was a version of this parable. And the chorus said, the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house upon the rock stood still. Or alternatively, the house upon the sand fell down. You notice it really was effective. I'm still singing this, and know it all by memory, well over 60 years later. So it worked. And there's also a hymn we sang in the Church of Scotland in which I grew up, which is a good deal more sophisticated, but which teaches the exact same lesson. The Church's one foundation, it says, is Jesus Christ her Lord. That's number 205 in the old church hymnary. Well, easy. Is it? Well, on the face of it, yes, it's easy, it's obvious, and yet we still all too readily think that we can earn heaven with our own actions. We build on the sand of human achievement. We're even capable of bragging a bit to God about all we've done in his name, forgetting that it's the name that counts and not what we've done. The rock on which we build is not what we do, our actions, our activity, however laudable. The rock, the church's one foundation, the only rock, the rock that towers above our small affairs and is perfectly stable even amid the storms of our selfishness, our injustice, our aggressiveness. The rock is Christ. And heaven help us, and I mean that in the most literal sense, if we forget that the rock is Christ. You build a house by starting at the bottom. You start from the foundation, which will never be seen, but the house won't last without it. So maybe what we need to do is get back to the base, to build our Christian witness from the bottom up.